You know, one of my favorite parts of sitting here on Big Show Friday is, number one, my time with Chuck Crabb. We've been doing this for a few years. Well, it is great. Yeah, it's great to get together.
It is a good time.
And then the second part is I can just go to Joe Smith on a Friday morning and completely in February and ignore the forecast. Joe, can you believe the weather we're having?
No. Keep it going, my man.
I'm blaming Chuck Crabb for most of this.
Well, thank you. I accept any and all right now.
8 days in a row, 60s or better. We're going to deviate from the plan, Smitty, on Monday when we dive into the 70s. So that's where we're at.
I hope it's as warm out in Iowa City.
Yeah, for certain. They're on Tuesday night for you.
It should be, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are all in the 60s here, so that weather kind of comes from that way.
That bodes well.
So I'm connecting some of the dots on all of that. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
You have
a more,
pep
energized
to your step
this morning. Yeah.
That's right. And you've got a big ball game again tonight. We're talking about IU next Tuesday on the travel, but we have our high school game of the week. You've got a hot bunch, Andy North's Hots and Cougars. Cougars. Musa Diallo is raking him in like everybody suspected, but he's got some supporting cast help as well. You don't win five straight by yourself. It's cats and dogs tonight in Columbus.
Well, I tell you, Andy Hodson's North Cougars received an unexpected win earlier this week, learning the January 27th loss at Franklin Central has been forfeited to them as a result of an ineligible of Flashes player. So its record enhanced to 12-6 and 3-3 in Conference Indiana, headed into its broadcast game tonight over at Memorial Gymnasium at Columbus North. So the win streak, in essence, is six straight. And here we are this late season with a list of three tough regular season closing opponents you'll find on a schedule, with Columbus North tonight, 11th-ranked Floyd Central, Saturday night on the McKinney court, and then, of course, a trip to number 3 and defending state champion New Albany a week from tonight. Cougars and Bulldogs, 7:30 tonight, coming off its road loss, Columbus North to Bloomington South last week, 13-7. The previous 36 meetings between these two schools, North and Columbus North, split right down the middle, 18 wins aside. Columbus North getting the better half of it on the McKinney court last year by 10. The Cougs will look to turn the tables tonight. We'll have Chalk Talk at 7. With Andy Hodson, John Callahan joins me for the tip at 7:30. Musa Jallo's numbers, 24.9 and 9.8 through 18. He is the area's leading scorer and rebounder. Getting solid help, though, lately from Sean Rutter and Jack Townsend. Rutter running the offense, averaging 4.5 assists a game, but he had 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists in those wins last week against Terre Haute North and Northview. Townsend had 25 coming off the bench to help with the balance. With this Cougar offense, is averaging nearly 70 a game. It'll be seniors' night for Columbus North tonight, coming off that South loss. Alex King being heavily recruited, averaging 20-plus points in a big front wall that South conquered with its defense. North will try to do the same with its zone defenses, trapping defenses that have certainly clicked big time in this now 6-game winning streak. By the way, George Leonard's JVs also received a forfeit win from Franklin Central earlier this week, so they too now are 12-6 officially headed into tonight's 6 o'clock JV game. Well, South, who had its 10-game winning streak snapped by number 8 Castle last week, will try to bring home its 9th Conference Indiana crown in school history and its first outright in 6 years with a road win at Perry Meridian. The Panthers shared the title with Southport last year, but had 3 straight 7-0 finishes in 08, 09. That was the unbeaten state championship year. And, of course, 2010, South 16-4. Up into the Falcons, they've won 3 of their last 4, tip-off at 7:30 on the southern reaches of Marion County. A victory would guarantee the school's 5th outright unbeaten crown in Conference Indiana history. The other one was back in 1999. Panthers, by the way, will play Saturday night at home against Jennings County. Well, the regular season ends for Edgewood. Also on the road at Mitchell tonight, Mustangs coming off that Tuesday 13-point loss at Northview. J.B. Neal's first Mustang squad, 14-9. Blue Jackets, 7-11. Tip-off at 7:30. By the way, senior Cooper Bybee made the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Subway Player of the Week list for that 48-point outburst he had, the new school record last week over Eastern. He ended up with 68 points on the week after tossing in 20 against Orleans. And as we mentioned earlier this week, both Edgewood and North will host sectionals coming up in early March. The draw for the boys' championship run is Sunday night. Mentioning state championships, the 79th annual wrestling finals, 224 assembled, 16 in each of the 14 weight classes at Bankers Life Fieldhouse tonight for first round competition. Scoring will go to 8 places tonight as the first round winners then will advance to the quarterfinals Saturday morning at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And the best to a couple of juniors, Noah Hunt, Bloomington South, at 126, he's 34-10. He drew Joel Byman of Carroll, who is also 34-10 on the year. And red and black, Edgewood, represented by junior Zane Sullivan, who's 29-9. And he'll battle Tice Freege of Roncalli, a young freshman who's 37-7 in the opening round tonight. By the way, the Christian State Tournament gets rolling in basketball for the boys and girls. T.J. Napier's Alliance of Lighthouse Christian will battle Madison Christian tonight at 7:30 in the South Region first round. And then tomorrow night, Mark May's crew, led by Grace Holdeman, they're 12-7 on the air. They drew a bye. They'll play Saturday against the winner coming from Columbus Christian and or Madison Christian. They will play tonight, and we'll see who Lighthouse Christian will play tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We also have the Conference Indiana Gymnastics meet. That'll be hosted by 4th-ranked Bloomington South. Lisa Jones and her crew really having an outstanding year. Looks to be at the top of the list. We'll find out on Saturday and on Monday in our spotlight. So the best to the North and Andrea Smith's Cougars, along with Lisa Jones' Panthers there. In the pool, Phil Cole, South Swimmers, the Panther boys grabbed 7 number one seeds in last night's sectional swimming prelims held over at Columbus North. Dave Tanner's North Cougars swam well. They'll bring back all of its swimmers, grabbing 10 A finals and 14 more in the B. So they have all 24 back in the top 16. They're going to be battling East Central when it's all said and done for third places. Columbus North and South will battle for the top spot. Edgewood earned 4 B swims, plus got its 200 free relay in the A finals, which will start at 1 o'clock on Saturday over at Columbus North. And we're talking sectional swimming for the boys. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our postgame show tonight from Memorial Gymnasium at Columbus North. Cougars, Columbus North, Chalk Talk, Andy Hodson at 7, right here on your high school hoops home.
Wisconsin falls to Michigan at Ann Arbor last night, 64-58. Bucky Badger playing without Bronson Koenig. Yep. Now there is a parking lot at the top of the Big Ten. Maryland, Purdue, Wisconsin all 10-3. Maryland and Wisconsin play Sunday. Purdue, Michigan State Saturday. So some heavy hitting in the Big Ten that we'll keep an eye on over the weekend. We know the Hoosiers are off for all of that. We'll get caught up at 8:45. Plenty to do on a busy IU weekend. Great win for the women, as Chuck and I have been talking about this morning. Beating number 20 Michigan, so fun stuff on all that. And we'll get caught up at 8:45.
All righty, see you, Double C.
Sure enough, Joe.
Joe Smith, 7:45. 8:45, Big Show Friday. Joe Smith time at WGCL, Big Show Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass. Julie, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, it's good having you.
Brought the sunshine with me.
You did indeed. And the warm weather.
Yes.
Columbus is a nice place to visit, Joe, but it's not a place you want to stick around for long periods of time, as you've learned over the years. But, Julie, that's good to have. It is good to have Julie back. The band is all back together, as Chuck mentioned earlier this morning. And we always take a look at the Hoosier Spotlight here on a Friday morning. And Terry Morin's Hoosiers, Joe, found themselves a very nice basketball victory last night. We've got baseball and softball on the road, swimming at the Big Ten Swimming and Diving Championships, tennis at home. We've got a busy weekend. Tell us all about it.
Well, hashtag Pink Wins, alive and well on Facebook, alive and well in Terry Morin's women's basketball camp as the Hoosier women into 20th-ranked Michigan six-game winning streak Thursday night. 72-61, solidifying fourth place with its eighth league win and its 18th overall. Indiana got away quickly in the first quarter, led 23-8 and by as many as 23 in the opening half, forcing 17 turnovers and holding Michigan to 21% from three-ball range. Amanda Cahill held Hallie Tomey to 10 points on 4 of 10 shooting while registering herself her ninth double of the year, 15 and 12. Tyra Buss with her usual night at the office on the hardwood, 21 points, 7 assists. Alexis Cassian had 10 points and 7 rebounds. And how about Carly McBride came off the bench, had 12 of her 13 in the opening half, including a couple of triples in the first half, as Indiana built the lead to 40-22 at intermission and held off Michigan at the end to win by 11. Big signature win here against a top 20 club and avenging a tough road loss they had back up in Ann Arbor earlier in the year. The Hoosiers now travel to last place Nebraska. Coming up Sunday afternoon, the Huskers are 1-12. They were riddled by Ohio State last night, 87-69. Nebraska has lost 8 straight. Indiana now on a 3-game winning streak, and they'll be back at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall next Wednesday night, hosting Iowa, who had a home court 78-59 win over Northwestern last night. Well, they've been second the last 4 years, and maybe here in 2017, the championship will return for Ray Luce's swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers. The Hoosiers back in first place at the Big Ten Championships in West Lafayette. Day two completed on Thursday. Indiana looking for its first title in 6 years, and Lily King won one title and had a hand in another as the Hoosiers jump in front of Wisconsin by 14 and a half points going into evening number three. The two-time Olympic gold medalist won the 200 IM and then closed out the 400 medley relay in school record and Big Ten record time, 3:28.8, as the young lady now has collected 6 conference championships in her brief stay here at Indiana U. So good stuff on the IU women's swimming beat. Elsewhere on the sports beat, mentioning athletes, our field athlete of the week in the Big Ten, sophomore Eric Bethea, who finished first in the triple jump at the recent Tyson Invitational. He has the best leap, 16.3 meters, currently ranks 5th in the NCAA, but he's number 1 in the Big Ten. Ron Helmer's crew, the men and women, competing in the Alex Wilson Invitational this weekend up at Notre Dame. Michelle Gardner's softballers down in Austin, Texas at the Austin Invitational lost a tough one to Texas 2-1 last night to fall to 2-4 on the year. They play Louisiana Tech and South Carolina later today and then catch Texas and South Carolina on Saturday, rounding out the Invitational for the women. Of course, the Big Ten baseball, the Hoosiers, say Big Ten, they are picked to finish 4th. That being said, that will come in time, but what lies ahead? Chris Lemonis' third year. Later tonight out in Surprise, Arizona, the baseballers get rolling against Gonzaga. And before the weekend is over, they will have played Duke, Gonzaga again, and Oregon State. We have men's tennis going on tonight. Memphis in town to take on the Hoosiers. And that will be played at the Tennis Center. The women will play also Notre Dame tomorrow indoors. And then the fellows are scheduled to play outdoors, and they probably will, catching Notre Dame at noon up in South Bend. The wrestlers have Appalachian State down in Boone, North Carolina, in the NCAA individual team championship to see who moves on there in wrestling. So we wish the Hoosier grapplers the best there. Lots going on the high school beat. As we told you earlier, today the Cougs looking for their 7th in a row now, as they take on Columbus North tonight in our broadcast game, Andy Hodson and Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. John Callahan joins me for the tip from Memorial Gymnasium at 7:30. Also the best out to the South Panthers. They're out on the road, as is Edgewood. South looking to complete an outright unbeaten Conference Indiana championship run if they beat Perry Meridian tonight in Indianapolis. Edgewood plays at Mitchell tonight, wrapping up the regular season. Both Edgewood and North will be hosting sectionals coming up in early March, and that draw is Sunday night. Mentioning postseason play, the best out to T.J. Napier and Mark May's Lighthouse Christian basketball crews. The fellows play Madison Christian tonight in the South Region over at Columbus Christian. And then tomorrow, Mark May's crew, the girls, led, of course, by high-scoring Grace Holdeman, 12-7. They drew a bye and will play either Columbus Christian or Madison Christian Saturday at 5 o'clock. Conference Indiana Gymnastics Championships this weekend. They start tomorrow at 4th-ranked Bloomington South, who certainly will contend for a crown. And Phil Cole's South Swimmers, with 7 number one seeds, headed into the finals tomorrow of the sectional championships at Columbus North. Bloomington South well represented there, as is Bloomington North. Dave Tanner's Cougs have all of their swimmers competing, 24 total in the top 16, 10 of them in the A finals. Edgewood earned 4 B swims, plus got its 200 free relay in the A finals, which start at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our post-game show tonight from Columbus. Cougs and Bulldogs kicking off the sports weekend. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock.
All right, and Joe, no weather to worry about driving over to Columbus or back. You've got to enjoy all that. That makes your life a little bit easier. We'll have Iowa for the Hoosiers on Tuesday night. And again, mid-60s here for the 4 days in a row. So I'm guessing you don't have to worry about your plane being de-iced or anything like that. We know, as you mentioned, sectional draw coming up on Sunday. So we'll know the paths coming up Monday morning when you join us.
Yep.
And so another busy weekend, and great luck to all the competitors out there. And the Cougs, featured game tonight.
The wrestling state championships, Noah Hunt and Zane Sullivan, South Edgewood represented. That goes tonight, 6:30 at Backers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and I think those finals will be on the Fox Sports Indiana, too. So if you can't make it out there, check your TV guide for all of that.
Yeah.
Enjoy a pretty mellow weekend by your standards, buddy. And we'll get caught up on Monday morning.
We'll be here. Have a great one. Julie, have a great weekend.
You too, Joe.
Joe Smith. 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.